evening, August 2nd. So she gleaned in the field until even. Ruth 2:17. Let me learn from Ruth the gleaner. As she went out to gather the ears of corn, so must I go forth into the fields of prayer, meditation, the ordinances, and hearing the word to gather spiritual food. The gleaner gathers her portion ear by ear. Her gains are little by little. So must I be content to search for single truths, if there be no greater plenty of them. Every ear helps to make a bundle, and every gospel lesson assists in making us wise unto salvation. The gleaner keeps her ears open. If she stumbled along the stubble in a dream, she would have no load to carry home rejoicingly at eventide. I must be watchful in religious exercises, lest they become unprofitable to me. I fear I've lost much already. Oh, that I may rightly estimate my opportunities, and glean with greater diligence. The gleaner stoops for all she finds, and so must I. High spirits criticize and object, but lowly minds glean and receive benefit. A humble heart is of great help towards profitably hearing the gospel. The engrafted soul-saving word is not received except with meekness. A stiff back makes a bad gleaner. Down, Master Pride, thou art a vile robber, not to be endured for a moment. What the gleaner gathers, she holds. If she dropped one ear to find another, the result of her day's work would be but scant. She is as careful to retain as to obtain. And so at last her gains are great. How often do I forget all that I hear? The second truth pushes the first out of my head, and so my reading and hearing end in much ado about nothing. Do I feel duly the importance of storing up the truth? A hungry belly makes the gleaner wise. If there be no corn in her hand, there will be no bread on her table. She labors under the pretense of necessity, and hence her tread is nimble, and her grasp is firm. I have even a greater necessity, Lord, help me to feel it, that it may urge me onward to glean in fields which yield so plenteous a reward to diligence.